not talking about this team.
Is that what we're going to talk about? Is that team?
The woulda, coulda, shoulda team?
All right, here we go. Just over
here
to make sure.
Wow, yeah, this is light crowd too. At, well, where was the debate at?
Hofstra.
And who in this room went to Hofstra? Yes, I did watch a little bit. That's as far as I'll comment.
Didn't end up missing too much of training camp, it turns out. How do you feel getting back into it, and what you want to accomplish can be kind of accelerated now that a lot of these guys will be coming back here?
God, first question of the year, and I'm already... What are you asking?
No, now that everybody's coming back from the World Cup and obviously the first exhibition today, I mean, you feel like with too much off schedule comparing?
Yeah, no, it's... So for me, there was so much planning went into to training camp, and then you plan to be potentially gone the whole time, and turns out you were barely gone at all. So I have a pretty good feel for what's gone on so far, and I've only missed a couple practices, and going to be behind the bench tonight for our first game, so I'm really excited about that, especially to see a lot of these young guys. And, you know, but had the guys raise their hand today, this morning, and see who is their first exhibition game. You know, it's going to be their first exhibition game, and a lot of guys raise their hand. So I just know for them what an exciting time it is, and to think how far they've come in their hockey career to put on the jersey of the National Hockey League team that drafted them and play in front of the fans and in this fantastic building. It's got to be a huge thrill. So really excited just for the guys in that sense, and then once they settle in, you really evaluate of how far they've come, because you know I've been around for a little while now, and you get to watch, you know, I've been shaking these guys' hands on the draft floor, and just to watch them progress and now to play their first exhibition game, kind of feel like a proud dad.
John, you've been around Tyler any point last year, did you notice some of the frustration of what he was going through in terms of his, you know, he wasn't the player that we all know he can be, he had the injuries he was dealing with. At any point, did you see that wear on him?
Well, not only did I see a wear on him, I saw a wear on a lot of guys. And our mentality going into the year last year is much different than this year. And I think we're still riding the wave of going to the finals, and probably came in thinking we were a little bit better than we actually were at the start of the season. But a big problem with that was we had a bunch of guys that were worn out, and Johnson was one of them. The one thing where Johnson did not let on, and as a competitor, was how banged up he actually was, and the severity of his injury that happened to him in the finals was much worse than we ever anticipated, because it prevented him from properly working out, properly looking after himself, and so then when he came into the season, he wasn't much better off than he was when he left, and he was trucking uphill all year. And ironically, it wasn't until another injury happened to him that he kind of helped him get healthy, and I think that's why he had the playoff run he had, because he was somewhat healthy. But to see him now, and you just see his demeanor and the way he is, he's night and day compared to the way he came into last year's camp. And that's, I know if you ask Johnson, he was disappointed that he was not selected to play in the World Cup team. I know he was really hoping that was going to happen. But now that everything's over, it's probably the best thing that happened to him that he wasn't, because he got to rest. And for the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's what we needed.
You have another class of players besides the young guys coming in, because while the Lightning roster may be very similar to last year, Syracuse's probably won't be. A lot of veteran guys that are being brought in. Can you use the preseason to acclimate yourself? I mean, you know some of them. They've been in the NHL, Bourneval, Dumont, etc. But do you use this time to kind of get to know them a little bit? Because they may be recalled.
Well, you have to. This is the time that you, for me personally, you get to see, you know, what they can do. And I know this is not mid-season form. And our history here has been you earn your call-up. So is a piece of earning your call-up happen in training camp? For sure it does. Because if some of these guys don't make the team, well, what happens if guys get hurt in game one? You have only to judge but training camp. It's a little different, though, if you don't call-ups don't happen until 20, 30 games in, then it becomes, well, who's earned it up to then? And I think one of the great things about this organization is they just never go on names. You strap them up and go to work every day, and if you perform, you will earn your call-up. But in saying that, as I said, if something happens early in the season, this is what you're banking on right here is how these guys performed here. So there's, for sure, you're evaluating, you know, it starts tonight.
Guy has been through his first exhibition before, as Braden Point. You saw him a couple times last year. What have you seen, or has he shown you his progression from then until obviously you saw him in the rookie camp earlier in the summertime too?
Well, I see he changed the stick. I asked him that on the ice today. But Braden Point just keeps taking steps, and they're all positive steps. So as much as a positive impact he made on our team last year, we knew he wasn't going to make our team last year. Things are different for him now. Now he's a pro, and he's a special talent. But like a lot of our special talents we have, it takes them a little time to kind of find their way, who they're playing against. It's bigger, stronger, faster players, and you know, the quicker the guys acclimate themselves to that, is usually the faster they find their way into the NHL. But he is still a young prospect, and yes, do we have high hopes for him? There's no question. But is there any sense to rush Braden Point? There is not. But it's saying that, you know, we're really excited that he's in our system, and he's going to have a bright future in this league whenever that starts.
A lot of success with Corey Koenigker in your career earlier on, and see what he can do. Just what intrigues you about this opportunity for him to come in? He has to earn his spot, obviously, and he has to make the team. But as far as playing uncomfortable on your system that he played with for you before?
Well, Corey's had some success while I've been his coach, and that was a special group we had in Norfolk, and he was a big part of that, and helping us win a championship. I think for Corey, a lot came to him in a short amount of time, and he found himself, you know, one day trying out for an American League minor league team, and a year and a half later, he's up for the Calder Trophy, and so he had to consume a lot, you look at Corey and his size and his stature, those guys aren't given much of a shot, and that guy found his way to perform in this league and perform at a high level. You know, naturally he hit some bumps in the road after that, but he has kind of found himself, and he went to Europe, he dug his heels in and had a heck of a season last year, won another championship, and now you're starting to see a little progression of winning starting to follow Corey around. And when we had an opportunity to bring him back, we think, you know, he still hasn't found his complete stride, and so now he's been away from North America for a little bit. We're going to see what he has, but just in the little short time now, you can still see he's got that nose for the net, his tenacity. He hasn't lost a step. He's still quick. So it'll be good. Really excited, actually. He's one of the guys to see how he performs tonight.
Oh, bro.